All right, 7 minutes before 7 o'clock now, in a twist of fate, right? Just as the Zulu royal family has been mourning the death of Queen Regent Mantombi, the late King Zwelithini's first wife has headed to court to have her civil marriage recognized as the only legal marriage and for the King's will and testament to be verified. The Zulu family, of course, was due to announce who would succeed the late King Goodwill Zwelithini. We are joined now by Shalom Bata, who's a Zulu royal historian and an author based at the University of Zululand. Appreciate your time this morning and welcome to our program.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you.
Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi has said there is no leadership vacuum in the Zulu royal family, but all the latest developments indicate there are some challenges that are to be faced now.
No, he's correct. Remember, he's the Prime Minister of the Zulu Nation. And all Zulu traditional leadership never rules all by themselves. There's always a council or a team or a committee, if you like, that is assisting whoever is in charge at that time, whether it's the king or the queen regent. So, and don't forget, Ebongane, this is not the first time that something like this has befallen the Zulu nation. And systems are in place, as always they are. And yes, they're going to come out stronger out of this.
How is it likely to unfold then, if you're saying this is usual, this is par for the course?
I beg your pardon?
How is all of this, and how is it likely to unfold? You're saying it's not the first time this succession issue has unfolded in the way that we are seeing. How is it likely to happen?
Oh, I see. Sorry, I missed that question. You see, right now there's going to be a meeting any day this week. An announcement is going to be made and giving us the way forward, who's going to be holding the helm until the whole mourning period is over, and then who's going to take over. Remember, like there are systems in place in the leadership. So I'm not in a position right now to tell you who's going to be asked to take over or who's going to be the next king.
Sure.
I'm very confident. Remember, last time when something like this happened, Prince Mdlalane was the regent.
Right.
Yes.
Look, I mean, part of the reason I would imagine His Majesty had chosen Queen Mantombi to be the regent, if we accept that the will is a valid one, was to try and manage the succession battle, to try and make sure that there would be none of the issues that we are seeing. But of course, the latest development mean that his first wife wants to interdict the entire process. Not only that, she wants to validate all the other marriages except hers, and they even questions around the legislation she herself was married under. That doesn't give, certainly me as an outsider, the sense that everything is under control.
You see, what Queen Mazamini has done, I think it's a prerogative. That's what she decided to do. I'm not able to explain to you what is going on in her space. Why she's done what she's done. I'm not able to do that. As a historian, I can give the historical perspective as well as what happened in the past and how those problems were solved. But I can rest assure you, after the saga, we'll come out stronger as a Zulu nation.
Sure. I guess what I'm trying to get to is because you're saying there are systems in place to deal with this kind of thing. I would imagine that would mean it is anticipated that things like this can happen. What are the deciders, what are the decision makers likely to decide, and how would they handle this kind of thing before? The succession battle you are talking about before late King Goodzwelithini took over is somewhat different to this one, I would imagine.
Let me take a step back. You know, the grandfather of King Zwelithini also left a will that made King Zwelithini's father become king. And it was the queen who held that will, who took it to court to go and get it validated. Where I'm going with this is to again prove that systems that are in place in the Zulu traditional leadership. As we speak, they're the ones who are making sure that everything is in place. I mean, you see the regular press interviews that Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi gives to update the nation. So as the royal family, they meet on a regular basis and unpack and solve whatever problems that they are facing right now. So there is no leadership vacuum whatsoever.
But Prince Buthelezi himself has brought into question some of the claims by the king's daughters, who are questioning the validity of the will. That doesn't give the impression of unity in the royal family.
Unity is one thing, but communication and consultation, it hasn't stopped. You know, people don't have to agree all the time, but they are communicating, because as you can see, the matter is going to get resolved. So I'm very confident about that.
As
and I'm aware that this morning, Prince Mangosuthu is actually going to Kwakhanyela Palace to go and meet with Gandlovu and the princes and the princes over there. So there is consultation and communication throughout this process.
What will this mean then for the mourning period? Because, of course, the nation was still in mourning for the passing away of His Majesty the King. With the Queen also, Queen Mandumbi also passing away, does that extend the mourning period? When are we likely to see a successor named?
Traditionally, because His Majesty is being mourned, as the Queen has passed, there is no extension of the mourning period. The mourning period will stop at the same time when it was supposed to for King Zwelithini. So that is not going to get extended in any way now.
All right, Shalom Bata, I appreciate your time. Zulu royal historian and an author based at the University of Zululand. Are you assured by that? Does this add further fuel to those who raise whether or not the wider South African public should fund traditional monarchies? Or is this, as Shalom Bata explains, par for the course? There will be contestations around succession. It's to be expected. But she says there are systems in place to manage that. What's your view?